Hello, and welcome to episode 3 of CubiCast. I'm your host, Adam, and I'm recording this on the traditional territory shared between the Haudenosaunee and Anishinaabe nations. And honestly, there's not too much to update you on. Conciliation is coming this week. There's exactly one date booked. It's this Wednesday, so hopefully it takes only one. But here is a positive. I've been following the debates around Bill 124 at the Ontario Legislative Assembly, and there are a lot of sympathetic members, and I'd like to specifically thank Sandy Shaw from Hamilton West for defending our rights to free collective bargaining. So that's really nice to see. So since we haven't had a chance to really talk to the employer, we're just going to have to wait. In the absence of a collective bargaining update, I'd like to quickly talk about one of the priorities we have going into bargaining, and this is paid pedagogical training for TAs. So if you're a TA, I probably don't need to convince you of the value of pedagogical training, but it may surprise undergrad listeners and people outside academia that we don't really receive any training on how to best design tutorials or teach a course or even run our labs. These are things that TAs learn on the job, which it's kind of not great for our students. It's not great for us. It's extremely stressful. In fact, my first year TAing, it kind of felt like one of those cliche nightmares where you're presenting in front of a big audience or a crowd, and then you look down and you find that you're naked. Feels a lot like that. And this also looks bad on the university. So this is anecdotal right here, but every successful researcher or scientist major I've ever met has at least one story of a TA, a teacher, or a mentor that provided something special that inspired them or, you know, flipped a switch for them that sort of changed everything. And from TAing for 5 years and being a head TA for many of those, I've met a lot of these inspirational people. I've seen how they work and how they work with students. Honestly, it's a lot of extra uncompensated work they put into their job because they want to be better TAs. Graduate students are a valuable resource for the courses they TA, and honestly, I think we're kind of being wasted. While I stand by the paid pedagogical training simply for helping TAs better manage a stressful situation or stressful time in their career, the university has so much to gain as well. As school enrollment numbers rise and courses expand, students are going to see less and less of their professors and more of their TAs. This is easy to see in engineering, where I spend a lot of my time TAing, specifically their first year courses. The physics course typically has an enrollment near 1,000 students and class sizes of several hundred, and the profs who teach it only have a few office hours per week. However, they have 2 to 3 hours a week in tutorials and labs in classes of around 30 students, where they work very closely with their TAs. This is one of the few times a student will get to speak to an instructor face-to-face, and it's probably a good idea to have the face of the university be a well-trained, welcoming face. But the value of pedagogical training, it's more than just anecdotal. This is a big emerging topic in the field of post-secondary teaching research, and the research confirms what you probably guessed. Graduate TA teaching behaviors play a large role in student achievement in research-based undergraduate courses. I come from this from a science angle. I'm in the physics and astronomy department, so I'll link to some articles from one of my favorite blogs, PerBytes. That stands for Physics Education Research. What they do is they summarize journal articles and stuff for everyday readers, and a recent post covered exactly this topic, the role of teachable, pedagogy-focused behaviors TAs can use that statistically affect the success of their students. Really, this is a win-win-win for all parties, for students, for TAs, and for the university. So, like I said, there's not a lot of updates regarding bargaining, since we still haven't had a chance to speak to the university. So to cap off, where I'd normally like to talk about what QP3906 can do for you, let me tell you what we are doing for our community. Last week, QP3906 decided to help fund the Six Nations Polytechnic STEAM Academy robotics team. This is actually a really cool program. I'm not sure if you know about it, but let me explain it. It's a blended secondary college curriculum, which is offered to both Indigenous and non-Indigenous students. The idea is that starting in grade 9, students will work through high school and college level courses over 6 years, eventually being awarded a high school and college diploma. The robotics team is just a part of this school, and it's a really cool example of a hands-on experiential learning that they're offering, giving students, you know, experience in electronics, programming, machining parts, etc. Personally, I'm just very happy that we've decided to help out with it. Anyway, that's all for episode 3. I know this is a pretty short one, but keep your eyes peeled for conciliation updates. Again, this is happening on Wednesday. Additionally, you should consider signing up for strike training. This is being offered on November 14th. It's all day, but the union provides a per diem if you'd like to attend, so that should cover your lunch, etc. For more details on both conciliation updates and strike training, head to bettermac.ca. So thank you for listening, and keep a lookout for our next episode. You can find us on Twitter at CUPE_3906 or online at www.cupe3906.org. For strike-specific updates, head to bettermac.ca. In solidarity, Adam. Against them, we found our own reasons to sing, and it's so much less confusing when lines are drawn like that. When people are either consumers or revolutionaries, enemies or friends, hanging on the fringes of the cogs in the system. It's just about knowing where everyone stands. All of a sudden, people start talking about guns, talking like they're going to war. Sure, it's every other option, but doesn't make a difference how we get it. Well, do you really fucking get it?